Bava Metzia, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah continues with the theme of the previous Mishnah, where somebody accepts a pikadon. He accepts it for safeguarding somebody's material, somebody's foodstuffs, and he mixes it with his own. And now when he wants to return the amount that was given to him, how much does he need to, or can he, subtract for what is the normal loss that occurs while holding on to this these foodstuffs? So here we're going to talk about wine and oil. So it says here in the Mishnah, Yotzi lo shtus l'yayin, that he can subtract when returning the amount of wine that had been deposited with him, and they had mixed with his own wine, and he now wants to give that amount back. He's allowed to subtract 1/6 of the wine that was given to him. And the reason he can is because when he returns the wine, some of the person's shemarim, some of the dregs that are normally found in the wine, are going to remain with him and are not going to be returned. And also, we can assume that some of the wine has been absorbed into his utensils and is also lost. And therefore, that amounts to 1/6 of the total, and therefore he can subtract that amount. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chomesh, he says only, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says only 1/5, not 1/6. And the Gemara explains that that's because Rabbi Yehuda's, where he lived, he had the clay that he utilized, that people utilized for their barrels, was more absorbent, and therefore it absorbed a greater amount. And therefore, it could be even 1/5, which is a larger amount. Moving on to shemen, to oil, the Mishnah says, Yotzi lo shloshes lugin shemen lameya, that for every 100 lug of oil that is deposited with him, he is allowed to subtract 3 lug, which is 3%, for the following items. Log umechze shmarim, there's a presumption that one and a half log was shemarim, was dregs, which remain, and logu mechza vela, and 1.5 log was absorbed into the utensils. Because the Mishnah has delineated the different aspects of loss, one being shemarim, one being vela, therefore, imhaya shemen mezukak, if the oil that was deposited with him was oil without any dregs, it's refined oil, so he's not allowed to subtract the amount for shemarim, for dregs. If the utensils in which he's keeping the oil are old, and therefore they've already absorbed as much as they're going to absorb, therefore they weren't absorbing any of this new oil that was put in, he does not remove or subtract any amount for the bella, that log and a half. Rabbi Yehuda now is going to change the subject a bit from depositing oil with somebody to somebody who's selling oil. And from what he says, we'll understand that there's a difference of opinion between him and the Tanakhama regarding selling oil. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af hamocher shemen mezukak lachaver kol yemos hashana. Also, somebody who sells his friend oil that's pure, that is that it doesn't have any dregs in it, all the days of the year, throughout the year. What he means by the day throughout the year is that they make up at the time of the year when olives are crushed and the shemen is produced, that they're going to sell him a certain amount, 100 lug or 200 lug, and the oil is going to remain in the seller's utensils, and he's going to give it to him bit by bit. So that's what it means throughout the year. So the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, harezim ekabel olav lo gumechza shemarim lameya. Even though he's giving him out oil without dregs, but since there is an assumption, he didn't, according to this explanation, he did not specify that he's going to give him pure oil. He just happens to be giving him pure oil, so therefore he's allowed to subtract a log and a half for shemarim, for dregs, because that expectation is there when purchasing oil that there will be dregs. And the fact that he's not giving him dregs allows him to subtract that amount, since he had the right to give that to him. The Tanakhama, the Chachamim, however, disagree with this and say, no, it's normal to be mochel, to forgive that amount that would be the dregs when giving out. If you gave him pure oil, you don't have the right then to subtract the amount for the dregs.